Hey guys, Alex Newman here with The New American. We're still at the We Stand America Conference, and we have a special guest for you, Dr. Terry Namkum. He is a 21-year Air Force veteran who is now running for Congress. He has some incredible stories. He was telling me about what was going on when he was in the Air Force. Terry, thank you for being with us, first of all. And
sure.
Second of all, you mentioned, and there's several things I want to touch on here, but you mentioned that they were removing the members of the Air Force from the barracks and the dormitories and bringing in migrant children. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so displacing airmen out of dormitories in the Del Rio region was one of the policy items that was affected or executed on. And then also there's also transgender renovations. I mean, facilities that we had to renovate or have, you know, speak about costs for that.
So they wanted to know about how much it would cost to make a transgender bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So. And then, you know, last but not least, you know, the vaccine mandating that for service members or contractors, et cetera, we're able to push back off of religious exemptions and also, you know, for other exemptions as well. So we've been here fighting and making sure that we tackle the situation as best as possible. So, yeah.
Wow. So we're down here at the border now. You mentioned that you're concerned about what's happening at the border. You know, what is going on and what do you think should be done about it? And if you get into Congress, what would you do?
Well, one of the things I'm definitely going to do is make sure that we, you know, people realize just because you're not living on the border, it does not affect you. It does affect you because Norfolk, Virginia is considered a sanctuary city, right? So with me going to U.S. Congress, I need to make sure I'm very abreast of the policy issues that are going on at the border. And I've seen and heard a lot of things that is affecting our national security. So one thing that I did learn is the southern border, just because, you know, the proximity issues, it also affects the northern border as well. So that's one thing that I learned about that situation. So.
And so what do you think about what's happening in Congress right now? And tell us a little bit about your opponent.
My opponent is, a 30-year incumbent. You know, socioeconomically, the area is high crime and, you know, poverty issues, and then also education issues. And he's in charge of, or the education committee. Ultimately, you know, he went into Congress when he was 44 and I'm 44. And I think it's divine design that I go in there and flip the seat from blue to red. Because ultimately, you know, the people need someone that's representing them, not their pockets. And, you know, I'm a servant leader and I'm not here to run to be famous or anything like that. I'm just here to run to take care of the people, introduce, you know, opportunity instead of entitlements. And then also just, you know, continue to come back to the district, bring in innovation, jobs, and also economic advancements, because I'm a business leader and I know what I need to do. And then networking around here to make sure that there are other programs that I can essentially replicate to help out my district. So.
And as far as what's going on in Virginia, I mean, we've just had this kind of red wave, they're calling it. Are people in Virginia finally getting fed up with the Democrats? What's going on?
Right. It's the policies. Sometimes I think what people don't realize is, as Christians and conservatives, you cannot put the law of man before law of God. And that's what's happening. It's being inverted, right? People are putting, you know, amendments or any type of, you know, laws that they might just make up out of thin air and think that that's the Holy Grail. No. When it becomes, when it's that situation, then that's when you have dysfunction in government, and that's what was occurring now. So I give every president an opportunity, but this president has not fulfilled his oath. And I did 21 and a half years in the Air Force. I fulfilled my oath, and I could retire and relax and do, you know, what the other citizens have done around here. But the thing is, I'm running again. But this time for the people. So that's what I'm here to do, and run for Congress. So
very good. And where can people find more? What's your website, Terry?
My website is namkungforvirginia.com, namkung4virginia.com. You know, we need donations. We need people's text messages to others, and then also emails and getting on our newsletter listing. And if you see anything that you're concerned with, I'm definitely able to help out with. And then also, you know, the red wave or the red tsunami is coming because you saw it in Virginia, but I'm definitely going to be one of the candidates to watch out for. And your return on investment is definitely going to be worth it, because there are candidates that you can invest in and they lose, et cetera, but I'm going for the win no matter what it takes, because, you know, I'm here by faith. So.
Very good. Well, Terry, thank you very much for spending some time with us. Thank you for standing up and speaking out.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you too.